Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People, live from Mesa, Arizona, where there's a big Trump rally going on out there. We're in the studio part in the tent behind so we could do this show. You never know what's going to pop in. But the thing is, it's going to be some really great, exciting stuff. We just gone through a couple hours of speeches. And I want to tell you something. Kerry Lake is the real thing. She is going to be the next governor of Arizona. And Masters is going to be the next senator of Arizona. And Ms. Fitzsimmons is going to be in there as Secretary of State. It's really interesting stuff how they're coming out with something. And they're using our theme songs, a lot of them. Including the sheriff's theme song that I used for when I was running for sheriff in Broward County, which things are coming to a head on that one in the next few days. So chill out with that. But bad boys, what you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? That was one. The other one that they used with Fitzsimmons, was The Good, Bad, and Ugly, which was one of my themes from the phone, and they used that and a bunch of stuff. So it really is about 30, 40,000 people as far as you go. It's a brand new, it's only been the location is at the fairgrounds, it's an arena that's only about a year old, and the backdrop, you can see the mountains. And so cactus and other stuff in the desert, really a beautiful place. And that's the team. This is where we work. One of the main offices is, and my team is. So they're getting to see Trump and others sometimes for the first time. And that's going to be a good thing. And they're going to have fun with that. and let them have the time and we do the show. Now, before I bring on Scarlett, I just want to say, we have people out there that are very angry at us. I'm not talking about the communists and Democrats, but there are some rhinos that are angry at us. They want to shut us down. They want to keep us off the air. They want us to keep us off of social media networks. They can't stand the fact because we're exposing the truth. The truth hurts, and the swamp is being exposed if we focus and put that spotlight on these people. And that's a good thing. And we're getting people to say, well, you need to be cut down off of Facebook, or you need to cut down off of this thing on something else because you hate the Democrats. Well, the Democrat Party is no more. There is no Democrat Party. This is pure communism. The Democrats of JFK, of Truman, of Scoop Jackson is long gone and buried. This is more like Saul Alinsky's, George Soros, Obama type of communism. Then we went from Democrat, right, Trump, right over socialism, right into communism. And they don't want to be exposed. And the corruption in the swamp don't want to be exposed. And guess what, folks? You will not shut us down. We are here to stay. We've been on the air for almost 13 years. We're going to be on for another 20 years. We are number one around the world. We've been accurate and compared to Joe Rogan, which is the number one podcast around the world. These are good things, and we're out there. I love to be compared to Rush Limbaugh and Joe Rogan and Howard Stern and all the outrageous people in there, and that's good that way because it brings ratings. Every time you come and protest a market and attack us on social media, people come to listen to the show because they want to know what the hell you're talking about. And once they hear it, they love us or they hate us. And who cares? Either way, our sponsors get paid. And that's a good thing. By the way, our brand new sponsor, MyPillow, Mike Lindell, I will be talking to him in the next week or two. And he'll be coming on our show soon. So we are getting new and bigger and stuff, and we'll be expanding stuff, and things are happening. Now, the good news is, let me bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing great. Excellent Sunday. And the Jets won.
Yeah, the Jets beat the Dolphins. But, you know, I want to tell you something. Their second
and
straight quarterback.
And the Mets won.
The Mets didn't play yet. The Mets played tonight. They won yesterday, but it's a big game for the Mets. The Mets play San Diego, win or take all, basically, because it's 2 out of 3, and each one split. So this is the final game, and the winner play goes on to play the Dodgers in that division, and the Phillies play.
And they won big.
Yeah, the Dolphins now 3-2, and so is the Jets. But no, it's a big surprise. The New York Giants are 4-1. They beat Green Bay this morning in London.
Ooh, London was the new
team.
They're 4-1.
It's a long time since they're 4-1, and the hockey season starts this week.
Yes, it does.
So,
the
Islanders, the Devils, the Dragers, and the Panthers. Islanders have to see what happens.
Major rain. Did it rain? Well, it rained here. You're in Nessa, and I'm here in the great state of Florida, the Freedom State.
This is what happens in Arizona. In the morning, it gets a little cool, and the sun comes up in the fall. Anyway, it gets to a cool temperature of around 90, 95. And then when the sun starts setting down, it get to the evening hours, it cools down, it goes back into the 80s and the 70s. But in the summertime, it goes up to 115, 120, 118, stuff like that. But you're in the desert. over there, you know, and it's really interesting stuff. But the mountains and all the other stuff and the habu, the sandstorms. So, but it's interesting, you know. And then
have
you got not
seen the movie The Mummy, and you see this big sandstorm. That's the habu. The movie The Mummy.
And then you got, you know, and you got you got messes like Tucson and Phoenix, and then you got Tombstone. Tombstone is famous for the Tombstone Chronicles and also Wyatt Earp. So the history of the history.
Today here in the great state of Florida, well, my area, it rained. Poured. Flooding. Yeah, we need it. Lake Okeechobee. Okay, meanwhile, I watched on Rumble the rally most of the day, and everybody speaking, and the crowd speaking, and there were big lines. A lot of people there. A lot of people were speaking on RSPN.
Over 30,000 people, for sure.
And they're looking. I found that information today that nobody knew. Katie Hobbs, who's the Secretary of State, still has her office closed. And she's running
and who's
for governor.
She's running for governor.
She's a racist bigot. And, okay,
and she's
sued. And they lost $3 million. She cost that state $3 million for her own, because she's a racist.
Right. But we got to make sure. See, one of the things is we have the election integrity teams there. And
yes.
We are right out there. In fact, we actually, around the country, we have teams all over the place. And in Florida, we just took in some of the campaign staff from Val Demings, who went out and started playing games with Marco Rubio signs and stuff, take him down, causing vandalism, stuff like that. And we had to literally, the team had to literally pull in Val Demings and said, you're being charged with voter fraud. And we'll see this week if you're going to be still be on the ballot or not, because you technically under the law you are being disqualified for voter fraud. She's a cunt anyway.
Yeah.
The thing is that she's
a
former police chief
who was a police person,
and she supports defunding the police. Every single Democrat/communist supports defunding the police. Don't listen to them when they say, we're enforcing law enforcement. No, they're not. Every single law enforcement union, every single law enforcement organization around the country are supporting
the
Republican
candidates. The police won't have to come after you and shoot you. Don't break the law. Don't be a criminal and a thug. Follow the law.
No, but the main topic is...
You can't have your cake and eat it too.
The main topics going on right now in the rallies in Nevada yesterday and today in Mesa is besides voter integrity is the was inflation, the price of gas going up to Arizona.
Highest
right now, you go to the gas station in Mesa, it's $5.
It has the highest inflation in the country.
I think, Mesa is 13% in Phoenix right now. So, and Mesa is up there. But the thing is, the actual nationwide inflation went back up to 9.1%. It went down to 8.3 and then was now back up to 9.1. You cannot run elections that way. If interest rates are supposed to go up again, the market's down. Your portfolio, forget about your portfolio. If you're worried about pension, if you're worried about your 401k, there's no way you should be voting Democrat at all. No way under the sun. If you're worried about the price at the supermarket or the price at a gas station, you cannot literally support a Democrat if you have a hard time keeping up with your finances. Just think, 22 months ago, prices was half of that, and that's the key.
I think three times less. Really.
Yeah. But
Ringo's listening to you. Ringo's at the phone listening to you.
Yeah, well, anyway, the deal is that anyone that goes, when you go, like, in Florida right now, your ballots came out over the weekend. Friday was when everybody started getting the ballots. In Mesa is the next, this week they're coming out. The other parts of the country, they're coming out soon. Early voting starts soon. Mike Lindell, when we talked to him early in the day, he said, and he said again in the speech, that when you go, he's urging everybody to, if you get a ballot, hold on to it and then drop it off, keep it closed, and then go on election day to vote instead. And tie with the idea is that everybody comes in on the election day itself, November 8th, it will destroy the algorithms and they can steal. Figuring that they're using some computer technology, and this way they set up different equities. If they know how much of a lead a certain candidate gets, they can control that based on what we see. And they can set it up where that candidate that you want to lose will lose, even though they're winning. Because that's called the steal. It's the same thing as 2,000 mules. But they'll set up on a computer-wise. It's not just
separate absentee ballots. Okay, have they mailed regular ballots?
Every state that we know of that we've been looking at, they have not done that. We had couples of the supervised elections that tried to do that, or Secretary of State. We actually took it to custody and disqualified the ballots. So they kind of stopped it. The point is that they are trying every which way to steal, because the Democrats, left communists, cannot win on issues, cannot win on honesty. They have to steal. Most Americans do not support any of the policies of the Democrats at all.
Remember,
they don't support
back in 2020
criminals,
how the Democrats counted those ballots and knocked everybody out? Is that going to happen again?
No, we actually have people in every polling area, every county district, everywhere in the country, and the teams are there. And if they give us a hassle, you call up a number, they come down, we arrest them, and we take over, and we make sure every legitimate legal ballot is counted, and no partisan is. If they have an issue, and they resist us, they will be put in jail. If they resist arrest, they get whatever they deserve to, and that's it.
Okay.
We are not allowing this to happen. Right.
Them.
This is like a
Detroit.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let people in.
In Detroit, in Philadelphia, and other places like that, we have armed security teams, law enforcement, retired cops, retired military, working as part of election integrity teams, poll watchers, and everything else in place. If they try that stunt, they will be taken out. They will not be allowed to handle that. And if anyone interferes, they will be arrested.
I didn't know, but what rhinos are harassing you?
We getting people from both sides sometimes because we expose them, and that's fine. We are not rhinos here. Well, we actually,
rhinos,
like I told,
in Florida or all over the
anywhere,
country.
Anywhere. We cross that. Anyone that's not Make America Great Again people, America First candidates,
well,
people that doesn't support the Constitution and also doesn't support founding principles.
Well, they're power hungry. I believe rhinos are power hungry and money hungry.
Look, I'm not happy with going back to our home state, Florida. I'm not happy with Marco Rubio because I think he's more centrist or more of a rhino, but he's still a hell of a lot better than the communist Valdemics, who supports every criminal under the sun. This woman supports killing life. She supports killing babies from
she
conception
that
until
commercial.
After that.
She supports abortion.
She is nothing but a murderer, and she needs to be put in a prison cell as a murderer, not as a senator. She supports open borders, which brings in fentanyl. And we talked about Carrie Lake had a family who just lost a 17-year-old who was killed because he took
an aspirin that was had fentanyl
in it.
We were talking about that, remember, on the pod? Things, products are laced with fentanyl. Lego is, lipsticks are, Halloween candy. Now we found out over-the-counter aspirin is. And that was done to the manufacturer because they are sealed,
Fentanyl is being put in. That was a counterfeit medicine. He didn't know about it. But the point is,
they are responsible that a worker there did.
I don't know what Tyler's parents are doing on that. I'm sure they're going to do something. But Biden's fault. It's the Democrats' fault. It's the policies for open borders.
Because he's doing deals and they're making it. Fauci's making shit. Who do you think's making it? It's coming to China.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. The point is, this is how it works. China, with the help of George Soros, Obama, and the other communists, including Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, because they're making millions off it, and Fauci, the reason why the borders are open is to allow these stuff to end. They are literally killing our children.
They are drug pushers. They're drug manufacturers and they're drug pushers.
Somebody asked me, do you know that the pharmaceutical companies are over-prescribing some medicines? I said, yeah, and they're going to go to jail, too, for drug dealing. And if they call this a serial killer, they will be executed, too.
Not only that, and doctors.
And doctors.
And when doctors nurse practitioners are doing it.
Yeah.
When
doctors prescribe tons of medicines, no matter what the situation is, there's reflex being posted. So, you know, that's called overscribing. And we don't know. That's why people question when you get a lot of money, you know. So, and that's a problem. And usually what happens is the pharmaceutical company goes to a doctor and they'll do kickbacks, go back and forth. And they do kickbacks. And because try this, try
not
that.
They're eager to pump up doses of it, to increase it. They are very
What brought on the epidemic of OxyContin through that type of situation.
I remember
and
that.
And that's a problem. Problem. People died overdosing OxyContin. It's an opioid. Now you got fentanyl.
Yep.
Which is even deadly. Yeah. It doesn't take much. It's just like a little eye drop.
If
you get an eye drop of fentanyl, you die.
You think Fauci was the one?
He's one of them. Look, there's a lot here. And the Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family, along with Joe Biden, it has a very big tie into China, into Xi, and there's a lot of corruption there. And that's a big thing going on. And indicting Hunter Biden on a guard charge of perjury is not enough. He needs to go down for treason.
That's not the charge. That's nothing.
Like Trump said yesterday, he's saying it tonight in Mesa, is that he believes that this Hunter Biden indictments that's been put out by the Washington Post and others is there just as a disguise to continue, as a reason to continue to go after him.
It's a band-aid to the real stuff.
Right, he's a disguise to continue to go after him. So that's what that is.
Yeah, they're protecting the criminal because they're criminals. You know, I'm thinking about these media people who protected Biden and the bullshit with Hunter and the whole thing. You know how many people have died? I think that these media people are murderers. They should be
held Look what's we have to give credit where credit's due when Zuckerberg admitted his guilt and that he testified and came out again. Thank you, Joe Rogan, coming out with the idea that in an interview that Joe Rogan did with Zuckerberg, what he admitted that the FBI told him to hold the story, to basically censor anyone that's mentioning the laptop from hell. So, you know, they were hiding and stuff. When they stopped the Post, the New York Post got the story right. They probably admitted, the Times admitted that was right. And stuff. Hunter, you know, and this
so when
is
you think
is.
About that, if he didn't listen and he didn't do the money and he didn't do what he did, Biden wouldn't have gotten elected, the election wouldn't have been stolen, and people wouldn't have died.
And like I said, Ukraine would not be invaded. There won't be a nuclear threat. Gas prices would be still under $2 a gallon. Unemployment, would be under 3%, really.
Everything.
Interest rates would be down to 2%, and the stock market would be close to 40, and Fauci would be in jail.
That's right. I'm saying they're all complicit to the crime.
Now, I'm going to give you a little prediction going on. I believe in both Nevada and also in Arizona, both states are going to go red, and we're going to pick up two seats.
And Oregon.
Patty Murray's state.
The governor's going to be a Republican.
Washington State and Oregon, both states are flipping. J.D. Vance is going to win in Ohio. Oz is going to win. Dr. Oz is now ahead in most polling. Mastriano. You can't get near it. He's so busy with everything else and with posting ads.
Lee Zeldin's gonna win in New York.
We got breaking news for that. Let me get to that because it's serious stuff. This morning, in Suffolk County, at Lee Zeldin's home, shots were fired in front of the home. We don't know who got shot, but both of his daughters were in the house doing homework at the time. Both of them went up to the safe room and they called the cop. But this is why, and this is Suffolk County now in a good neighborhood. This is why we must vote out.
Why is there no protection there?
There is protection there. They did what they had to do, and they did their thing. But and
to
keep it close. This is breaking story. I don't know if they got
Hoko,
the person or not.
Hoko
needs to go to prison. And so does that the state, New York State Attorney. By the way, the state attorney Trump like used to call that calls.
This is
name.
What they're doing now. I told you they were going to go and shoot and kill.
They're just making this is scaring things up. But this is what
you know
they're doing. They're escalating. The Democrats are escalating to violence, just like that.
Right.
A lot of the campaign offices have been putting up bulletproof glass and stuff like that. And this is not to protect from any so-called mega stuff, because mega people don't cause violence. This is all about Antifa and Black Lives Matter and George Soros and the criminals, because Democrats are criminals by a whole. They are criminals. They are thugs. They support thugs, and they are thugs. Lee Zeldin and his kids and his two daughters are okay. But the point is, this is happening. In Vegas,
put some powerful people there who can take these people out.
Vegas the other day, a guy came in and attacked with a knife and a machete, killed a couple of people, wounded a few others, turned out to be an illegal alien that nobody knew about, because in California, it's a sanctuary, and the guy escaped from California, went to Vegas, and started killing people. This is why you have
to
secure the
borders.
This is why you need
to
give it.
They need to defend their home.
If you see something, this is what the Santa said, and this is what we all support. If you see something, say something. But if you see somebody coming onto your property, if you got a gun, blow them away. Defend your home, defend your family. And one sheriff says, make them look like Swiss cheese. That is important.
Right.
And that's it.
Yeah.
It's their own risk. And we have to do it sometimes. Now, in Mesa and out there in Arizona, we have no problem with that. Same thing with Texas. And if we do something, we'll take care of it. It's called Texas-style, Arizona-style criminal justice. You know, remember what Tucson used to be like. So,
meanwhile,
and Nevada is also what?
The governor's races, we are winning.
Kerry Lake's going to win, we're hands down. We have the election integrity team, so they're not going to be able to steal. Kerry Lake's going to win.
Whitmer,
in fact, the
Tudor Dixon's
going
to be Whitmer.
Right.
Whitmer's got a prayer.
And same thing, and Lee Sullivan's going to win in New York, especially now after the attack.
And the Secretary of State and the Attorney Generals are going to win. And
right.
All those
up and
states,
down,
up and down the sea, up and down the country. We're going to take our country back. And once they do that, they are going to rescind their election results from the 2020 election.
Yeah, we're going to do that and much more.
Well, they're going to do that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Has Youngkin done it?
Yeah, Youngkin is already taking care of that.
Okay.
Hold it.
Did George Kemp in Georgia do it?
Working on that. Campus, we're working on that right now. We did Stacey Abrams lost again in another court bid, and everything that we set up on the election integrity, everything is now fully in place, and she can't do anything about it. She lost. She's done.
Good. No loss anyone. Good. I'm glad. We are going to take all of our we're going to take our states back. Each and every state will be taken back. And that is what counts. And as a collective, we will be strong. America first states.
I'm going to, because of my voice, because of all the stuff we've been doing today and at the rally, I'm going to take a break by playing Eye of the Tiger. We'll be right back. Okay, we had in the middle of the song, we had like a little glitch because you lost signal. When you're in the desert, you tend to lose some signal sometimes. And that's what happened there. But I'll get back to some of the things. Okay, we did inflation's number one. Immigration is number two, illegals and the crimes and high crime and everything. If you value your property, if you value the safety of your families, you cannot ever vote for a Democrat. You have to vote Republican. That's the only way. By the way, Democrats support open borders, which means they support human trafficking and drugs coming across and crime coming across. They refuse to secure the borders. In fact, Biden has not been to the border yet, and Kamala Harris has gone to El Paso, which is like 100 miles away from the border. So, really, they're lying
to pick up her, to pick up her drug money.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The other thing is schools. Now, a big thing, parental rights. The Democrats are against parental rights. They say they control your kid. When your kid's in school, they control it from the time they're in school until afterwards. And sometimes they control it even when they're home, the kids are home. Because they tell your kids, don't tell the teachers to tell the kids not to tell the parents what's being taught and stuff like that. They are literally mutilating your children, cutting off your balls, cutting off your dick, cutting
Do
off
you
your...
Do you think children actually listen to them?
Dumb Marcus is scared. And you get low self-esteem
what
kids because they don't have parents. Yeah, or they'll take the kid, or they'll say, we're going to take you away from your parents if you don't listen to us, that type of thing. This is what the teachers' union does. This is what left-wing teachers do. This is what Democrats do. Joe Biden himself said, it's our kids, not yours. That's one of the
That's
things they
kidnapping.
Hate.
Kidnapping. You know what? That's kidnapping.
It's also child abuse and assault, and they should all be arrested.
They're kidnapping their minds.
Brainwashing, indoctrination, recruiting, the enablers. They're what we call them, groomers. They're grooming these kids to be something they're not.
Right.
And the thing is, Marjorie Taylor Greene, very nice young lady, one of my heroes, she's a fighter, she tells it like it is. She got lambasted because she told the truth. There were only two genders. Male and female. If you're born with a dick, you're a male. If you're born with a vagina, you're a female. There is nothing in between. Anything else is mentally ill, sick. It's evil and perverted. And
you know,
she's
all
right.
Those people on Biden's cabinet are dressed like women are all men because they have dicks.
And they all have a mental health issue.
They can put on the makeup, they can put on the lipstick and the shoes, but underneath, when you pull it all off, they're still a man.
And while I was being interviewed by Brian, he asked me to talk about that because he knows he hears our podcast and radio show, and he asked us about transgender and stuff. And he asked me about the young lady we talk about all the time, that's special needs, that was a Make-A-Wish girl and she runs and everything. And we tell her, this young lady, first of all, she goes, who's going to challenge the queen? And before the race, she said, nobody beats the Queen Emily. And that took off. And Brian asked me about her, and he said, because he's worried about what happens when, because she came in, again, for the last 2 days, she ran two separate races, came in first overall female, third overall race, twice, yesterday and today. And he goes to me and asks me, what happens when a guy dresses up like a woman? Well, I said,
I
think
her the living shit out of him.
What we said was, first of all, he will be disqualified most likely in every place we go, number one. Number two, if not, we will take a legal action, and two, we will protect Emily in every sorts of way because she earned it. She is one of the greatest runners I've seen in my lifetime for her situation, from being a special needs make-a-wish girl to winning all these races to become eligible as a Boston Marathon runner for 3 years in a row, qualified for that.
She's
amazing. And get that taken away from her because of a guy dressed up as a woman in a transgender type thing. We will prevent that any way we can. That's cheating. It's sick. It's perverted. And it's a crime.
Yeah.
And it should be charged as such. And that's what we said.
And
everybody knows it. And all the hundreds of people that were rounding us applauded. And
you know what? You know what's the next thing that needs to happen in Broward County? We need to get America First mayors.
We're working on that. We are literally working on that. But I will tell you this, Carrie Lake and Brian and Masters and others say, and yesterday with the team over there, and you know, they all said the same thing, and they all asked the same thing. What are you going to be doing? And I said, well, I'm doing what I have to do right now to make Broward County and Florida great, and I'm working in conjunction with Ashley Moon, the great Attorney General, as well as the greatest governor in the country right now, in Ron DeSantis. And we are going to win. DeSantis is up by double digits. Marco Rubio is up by 8 and growing. The citizens of Florida do not want comments.
Here's a story.
We have internal polling right now that has Carlos Spaulding by double digits over Debbie Wasserman Schultz, because the people in that district do not support communism, and they don't want to go in that direction, and they support parental rights, and they support low crime, and they support low prices at the store, and get rid of inflation.
Grandparents' rights, okay?
Grandparents' rights.
Their seniors live here. Grandparents' rights for their grandchildren. You know that.
And we urge everybody, and everybody uses the same stuff up and down, same talking points, whoever rally we go to, wherever rally we do. They're all doing the same talking points, and it starts with the school boards and the parents standing up for the rights to be parents and school choice, and that's a major thing. And everywhere in this country, parents are doing that. That's why the left and the communists / Democrats are losing, even in San Francisco. In Nevada, there was a lot of people that was in California that came over and watched the rally in Minden. In Arizona today, there was a bunch all over the state of Arizona came in to watch it. There were like 35,000 to 45,000 people in Minden, about the same in Mesa, and still going on. And people, they're partying, dancing in the aisles, talking. There was a lady that was painting portraits for music. There were a lot of different things out there and stuff. You know, unfortunately, I didn't meet up with Maurice Simonet, but I didn't see him. But there was a Black Voices for Trump, which is the second part or the branch off of Blacks for Trump, was there, and there was a bunch of other stuff there, and you just see all the stuff. The biggest, besides Trump, the biggest ovation came from Marjorie Taylor Greene and Mike Lindell and Carrie Lake. You know, it's all there. People are ready to fight for the country. America first, baby. America first, MAGA, America great again. You know, and that's where it's at. And we need to continue to do that. We need to step up and make sure that every child is able to get an education. and not to be indoctrinated or recruited by LGBT, Communist Party, or the Antifa, or Black Lives Matter, or CRT, or all the other garbage. CRT has to be eliminated across the country. CRT is critical race theory. It's bogus. It teaches the kids how to hate each other on a news cycle, and that's what it is. Learn your history. You know, our history is not good, not bad, but the point is, if you don't learn it and see it through the eyes of each individual people involved in history, our founding fathers and stuff like that, you're not going to understand their side of the story. And this way you have your own opinions based on what's real and not by any political parties or any kind of indoctrination groomers by people. Nobody is.
You have to know the truth. You have to know the truth. You have to know where you came from, to know where you are, to know where you're going.
You know, I want to tell you, it is very important to understand that. If you take down the past, you're going to forget about the past, and you're going to end up seeing the past as the future. It will be repeated because you haven't learned anything. That's what happens when you take history away, the real stuff. And that's important.
The greatest generation is moving on. By the way,
if you want to know the truth, the biggest bigots on this planet is the Democrats from the very beginning. They were the original slave owners.
Yes.
They fought against Abraham Lincoln. They fought against Abraham Lincoln. They fought against giving the minorities the right to vote. They fought against giving women the right to vote. They continue to do that.
They're treating minorities like a joke. What's really screwed up is they're just human beings. It's not about skin color. They're people.
And the thing is,
they're individuals. They are important.
Every single Democrat supports Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood was designed by Margaret Sanger, who did it to eliminate the black race. She was a KKK person. She believed and read her writings, listen to her interviews. It's there. Anyone can see it.
And Hillary Rodham shit Clinton is into it.
Right. Every Democrat is. They all support Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is nothing but abortion mill.
Because of their skin color, which is disgusting, which is murder.
This is pure 100% science. Life begins at conception. If you kill life, you are a murderer, period.
That's right.
Again, I will repeat that. If you support abortion and you promote abortion, you're promoting murdering a child. You're promoting life. You're killing life. You're nothing but a purebred murderer, and you should be put in prison for the rest of your life.
Did you hear Mark Kelly at that debate, him at Roe versus Wade? He can't seem to get over it.
Roe was overturned because it's bad law to begin with. It shouldn't be
but
on the federal level. It should be state rights.
He's still living there. They can't
Mark
seem
Kelly
to get
lost
over it.
Mark Kelly lost his seat in that debate. He's done.
What
and
is
Masters
wrong
won
with these people? Why do they want to kill so much? Why are they into fentanyl? Why are they drug dealers?
Because Democrats are thugs. Democrats are murdering thugs, indoctrinated recruiters, plain and simple. If you vote Democrat, you vote killing yourself. If you vote Democrat, you vote against your family.
That inflation crap bill, just to go show you, it did lower inflation. Inflation went up 9.1%.
Right. If you,
from
did you, right.
So, So
by the way,
and all the
$6 trillion
that are scum.
We are $31 trillion in debt. $6 trillion of that came from Biden in 2 years.
Biden has increased $6.7 trillion
in 2 years.
That's insane.
That's more than what Trump did in his term.
That's more than
Obama did.
But they're pocketing the money.
Right.
They're not doing anything with it. Have you seen anything got better?
No.
Build Back Better is bullshit.
It's not. Anyway, we're getting close to, we got 6 minutes left, a little over 6 minutes left. You know, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody in Mesa. I'll be back at work, folks, and we'll see you tomorrow doing our thing. But I'm going to tell you, it's good to be part of family. It's good to see everything out there. It's nice to see Brian again. Too bad I couldn't say you missed out on Liz Willis, but that's okay. And we'll continue, and I'm sure we're going to have Trump rallies almost every day now until November 8th.
We'll be back on Wednesday. Happy hump day, important day.
I'll be back in Broward County in Florida on Wednesday because I'll be working, and we've got to get these stacks. We've got to get the red eye, basically.
I'll probably work tomorrow, Wednesday. Eastern Standard Time. I want to say God bless America. God bless everybody, and everybody be safe for the half a week. And I'll be back on Wednesday. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Hey, tomorrow's Columbus Day. Don't forget.
Okay. Don't forget the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Okay. Even that's being taken away. All right. Anyway, we're getting down to the nitty gritty, and again, I urge everyone. Voting started in some places. Early voting, mail-in ballots. Actually, it's absentee ballots. I wouldn't call it mail-in ballots. Absentee ballots. If you requested a ballot, you get one. If you didn't request one, you get one. Tear it up. It's not legal. And if you put that in, you could go to jail for it. You have to request a ballot. And the others is not legal. Okay, number one. Number two is if you're going to the polls, bring 10, 20, 30, 40 people out there. Overwhelm the left-wing steal because they will try to steal because the Democrats cannot win on their own. They cannot win on issues. They will steal. They actually stole 2020 and look where we're at. And we're about to have Armageddon, so to speak, which probably won't happen. But that's the key. So go out there and vote. Go out there and bring 20 people, 30 people. Make sure that the Republicans are pro-life voters and anti-crime, and make sure that we take back our country because this is the way it's got to be. And again, I want to thank everybody. I'll see you all on Wednesday back at the Hope Base. Have a great day.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, today.